Okay, we go five short of this for Parshas Vayeshev, Chanukah, Tavshin Pei Gimel, learning Shmi and Tzchusofur, Shema for Chai Esther, Tilos, Arat Zippora, Chaim Lev, and Orya El, and Etim Ashchaim, and Esther, Perso, Shechoy Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Tefer Shlomo, the Radomska Rebbe, Vayeshev, Yaakov, Be'eretz Migur Aviv, the opening Pasuk to our Parsha, and Rashi tells us that Bikas Shalva, Yaakov, Leisha B'Shalva, Kavetel Rekzal Shal Yosef, Yaakov, you know, finally he had to deal with Lavan, he had to deal with Esav. He wanted to be able to live in a little peace, and Chodesh Baruch Hu said, no. He brought the whole story with Yosef. Says that Tefer Shlomo, it's not like Yaakov is going to go watch Netflix and go watch the Jets game all day. At the end of the day, Yaakov's going to go learn Torah. What was so wrong about him? Leishah B'Shalva. He wasn't going to go, move down to Miami and just go chill. He's going to go learn Torah. What's wrong? What was wrong with Yaakov wanting to live B'Shalva? Says the Tefer Shlomo, the Gemara Chulin tells us in Zion Beis, Ki ein adam no kif etzbal milmata elam kemachrin alam milmala, that we don't move a finger. Or a blade of grass doesn't grow unless the Rabban Shem says it. If it was supposed to be, it would have been. He says the fact that, that wasn't Yaakov what he would have done. It was the bikish. It was the, on his level that he wanted to. He shouldn't have been a bikish to build one of the Shava. He should have said at the end of the day, the Rabbonu Shalom wanted me to have an Esav, to have a Lavan, then I might have it. But it was the fact that his bikish, and that was, that, on his level, that was a degradation, chas from to say anything back of Yaakov Avinu. But according to Tefer Shlomo, on his level, it wasn't so great. Matzav Chadosh Baruch Hu needed to be able to bring up the story of Yosef. And that's the whole Indian says of Tzadok of Kislev. Kislev is a lashon of kisui. It's a lashon of cover. Chanukah has the end of the month. Rav Ruma Moshe Wolfson Shlita was explained from others from our Gedoshim. No other yontif has this. It's the whole yontif of Chanukah is one word: emuna, emuna, emuna. To know that at the end of the day, everything and anything that happens in my life, it all comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Everything. Everything comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And even though Yaakov would have bikish shavah, but he wanted to be able to learn. It's not what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted for us to be able to tap into the Rebbeinu Shlomo's ratzon. I saw for that Rav Judah quote from Rav Shlomo Kabach. There's a Torah of B'shach B'Avu Kamecha. There's a Torah of B'lecht B'Darech. He wanted a B'shach B'Avu Kamecha, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted to be B'lecht B'Darech, says Rav Shlomo. And that Rav Judah was talking all about in the Indian of about to be able to realize that whatever comes our way, it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanting to. Sometimes it's B'shach B'avu Kamecha, and sometimes it's B'lecht B'Darech. But we have to have that bitachon and the ability to rely on the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What an incredible idea for the Tefer Shlomo of Tzadok, Moshe Wolfson, and Rav Judah Kohen Rav Shlomo. Idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chidush Arim. Second pasuk to our parshah describes Yosef as being the Hunar. He was a nar. And Rashi says he was a nar because he played with his hair. Very nice. Says the Sasemis, quoting his Zayda, the Chidush Arim, Nar Miloshin His Oirus. He was called a nar not because he was a young child, because he constantly was looking for inspiration to grow through the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Shall that start of the Zoris Tomin the Charitzus for the Holy Vat all Shemesh Afrega Echa? He means that Yish Tomin Bel Boom Tzarech Liya Er Tomin. He says specifically when it comes to Gedusha and specifically when it comes to Avodah Hashem, Yosef Atzadik was Nar. And Nar means that not only just means a lad, he was awake. He was looking for different opportunities to be able to grow to the grow closer to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He was awake. He wasn't just on the defense; he's on the offense. Like we said from last week, when the Chatzker Rebbe, he said when someone said, "Nu, what's your Eitzah against the Yitzhara for your Chassidim?" He said, "Eitzah from Sahara. I want my chassidim to be so busy with Yitzhar Tov that they're so busy with Torah and Tefillah and Kedusha and Midos and Chesed and Kindness. They don't have time for the Yitzhara." Yosef Tzadik was that. Constantly on fire for the Boshim. That's what Rav Weinberger Shlita said from the Sasemis in the past. Yisrael minus the Ish. If you take Ish, you take the fire. The Chanukah is all about fire. If you take fire out of Yisrael, which we're called B'nai Yisrael, last week's Parsha, Kisarisa, left with a 240, left with a Malik. Because the Jewish Hashem has got to be all constantly looking for more, constantly looking for more. And that's what the Kedusha Slavi tells us in his Kedusha Rishon of Chanukah, in his first Erez was Chanukah. What did he say? That you did the miracles for our forefathers during this time. What does that mean? Says the Kedusha Slavi, not only did it happen then, but Bazman means Yetomir, but said Anu Mamshichin or Tomir Bechosman, that we're taking it Bechol door for door, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Chaf Alpha Mebeis. Shekovu Shail Haras Vanizva Chasin. What does that mean? They established it to be Yontif. Says the Kedusha Levi, they established it for us to be able to enter, to be able to tap into that energy, to tap into that Kedusha of Chanukah. Every single time when we go into something ruchnius, we're tapping into that new energy, we're tapping into that fire. Yosef Atzadik was called a nar, not because he was a young child, just quote unquote, but he was a nar, he was a loshen, he was always looking for more, always looking for growth. What an incredible idea from the Sasem Tzachim Dusharim, and the Gamach from Rav Armiger Shlita and the Kiddush Haslevi, always looking for more to be on fire for the Bonsham Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the third Pasuk to our parasha, where we're going Aleph, Bez, and Gimel. Ki ben zekunim hu lo. He was ben zekunim lo. He was his ben zekunim. He was his youngest, most favorite child. However you want to interpret it. Rashi quotes uncles. Targim ari bar chachim elei kol mashalom mishem ve'ever master lo. And everything he gave them, Yaakov gave to Yosef, what he really gave him was the Torah that he learned in Shiva Shem ve'ever. And if Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to understand, madu adavka is Torah Shem ve'ever master lo, alo Yaakov lo madgame yitzal Avram Yitzchak. He didn't think to give him the Torah of Avram Avinu or Yitzchak Avinu. He didn't give him the Torah of Shem Ve'ever there, where he was going on the run from Lavan to Esav, from Esav to Lavan back to Esav. Who cares? And Rav Yaakov is such a beautiful deal. We've said this in the past, but it connects to Chanukah so deep, and connects to every day of our lives. He says there's a different type of Torah, a Golos. So this is exactly Torah Shem Ve'ever. Who was Shem Ve'ever? What were they learning Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever for 14 years? They weren't just learning of Torah, how to be strong in Eretz Yisrael, where you're there for Shana Aleph and Shana Bet. They were telling you how to be able to take your Yiddishkeit back to America, how to take your Yiddishkeit back to, after you leave the quote-unquote walls, going to the quote-unquote real world. No. It's finding the real world within the real world. And if Yaakov calls it Torah Sagolos, Torah Shem Ve'ever, it wasn't just stammering Torah Shem Ve'ever. Yaakov Avinu saw that Yosef was going to have this. He didn't know how or what, but he knew that he was going to be able to. He was going to be able to have this need to be able to have to stand strong even when things around you are not going well. But like Yosef Hutzrach the Torah Shem Ve'ever, this is exactly why he was the Ben Zekunim. He taught him the Torah Shem Ve'ever, and that's the whole part of Yiddish, the whole Chanukah. Is that they didn't just want to Hellenize the Jewish people, like Rabbi Sachs Shlita said over Shabbos. Who were the people that were their biggest threat to Chai Israel? It wasn't the Greeks. Who was it? It was the already Greekanized, Hellenized, whatever you want to say it. The Jews who already started to get affected. At the end of the day, the whole point of, and that's from the Shonim, the quote of the Baal Mor, and others, that it wasn't a physical battle, like the Levishas, it was a spiritual. And this is our job, to be on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam, specifically to when we learn, and we have to know how to apply it in kindness. And like Rav Shor says, when you go into your house, the mezuzah is on the right, from the Sfas Emes, I think. The mezuzah is on the right. When you go out of your house, the mezuzah is on the left, to show you, wait a second, I'm going out to the world, what am I doing right now? I have to make sure, to be careful. What am I seeing? What are my values? What are my morals? Incredible idea from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, which is the whole Indian of Chanukah, like Rabbi Sachs said, and the Baal Mor and the other Rishonim, idea number 4. Idea number 4 comes to us from the Rupchitzer, the Zera Kodesh, Perek Laman Zayit, Pasuk Yud Daled. Eishlachei me'emek chevron v'yovo shchema. You know, Yaakov sends his brother, sends Yosef to go check on his brothers. And the Pasuk right before says, the Lechon Reis, the Shalom HaChachav, the Shalom HaTzon, I came to be able to see, and he says, they sent him off from the Chevron, and they arrived at Shchem. Says the Zera Kodesh, we know what Ariza from the Brought Down in the Magen Avram. When we want to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have to know how to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like tomorrow night's the Alter Rebbe's Yotes Kislev. What's more important, the Chassid came once at the Alter Rebbe, loving Hashem or loving Klai Yisrael? He said they're both equal, and then he changed his mind. He said, no, loving Klai Yisrael. Because you're loving what your loved one loves. He says, look at the Pasuk by Yishlachem Emek Chevron Vayavashchem. He says, we have to look deeper into the words of Emek. What does Emek stand for? Emek stands for Kabbalas Ol Machuso. You want to be able to take upon the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to have Kabbalas Ol Machushmam. You want to be able to have your tefillahs answered. How you do it? Yishlachem Emek Chevron Hischabros. Making sure that you're connecting to others. When a Jew connects himself to other Jews, and dominant for other Jews, like the Arizal says, brought down my grand of Rum, the Halacha. I believe it's got a whole share on this over the summer. I put it up online in Kamar Shah, 12 a.m. at night. It was unbelievable. He says, you want to have your tefillahs answered this Chanukah? Make sure you're down for other people's Chanukah. It's the Rambam, Teferish Rambam. The Rambam says you can't go into Yontif worrying about your own real simcha. What's real simcha? Simcha's Yontif is making sure that the orphans have simcha and that the poor people have simcha. That's true simcha. Not simchas kreisel, like he says, like whatever your Uri's donuts once and your caramel donuts once and your $8 chocolate donuts, not jelly, chas v'shem. I'm not a jelly guy, it gets too sticky. At the end of the day, v'yishlechem me'emek, you want to be able to forget about the pashas. We're going to Panimis, says the Zohar Kodesh. You want to have your tefillos answers. How do you do it? Chevron. Hischabros. It's so chai, so you're dying for other people. Then the Rebbeinu Shem says, ah, you finally get over Choshamayim, and then I'll be able to answer your tefillos. Kvat. What an incredible Torah and remnants from the Rav Shitzer and the Rambam and the Arizal, the Maisa with the Alter Rebbe. It's one of the Hayom Yoms, idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from tonight's Baal Hilula, Rav Baruch of Mezhbish. Rav Baruch of Mezhbish was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. HaKadosh, Lamatez Yud. V'kidabel Yosef Yoyom V'lo Shamei Eloha. What happens every single day? Ishes Potiphar is trying to seduce Yosef Tzadok, and he doesn't listen to her. What Rashi brings on the spot, Lamatez Aleph, that she really had a Shem Shemaim, she had a good intention, because she saw that she was going to have descendants, but she didn't realize that it was going to come from her daughter, not from her. Says Rav Baruch HaMezhbish, not only did she have L'shem Shemaim, but Yosef also had a suffix. Is this come from the Yetzer Tov or Yetzer Hara? Gamli Yosef had suffix who lied me as Emi Yetzer Tov. It wasn't just Ishes Potiphar who had these types of inclinations that maybe it was for the good. Even Yosef, but then what happens? Kedabra Yom Yom. It was happening every single day. Havians Shazem Yetzer Hara. Ki Yetzer Tov Barak Pam Achasum and Siyasay Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov plants a seed. You ever realize, like, wonder if it's a Yetzer Hara or Yetzer Tov? I'm not saying this happens all the time. But here, Rav Baruch HaMezhbish is saying, if someone's coming to trying to tell you to do something over and over and over again, it's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Tov only plans to see it once. Because it was happening every single day. He knew at the end of the day, this wasn't supposed to be. This is the idea we said from the Kiddush HaLevi, and you can have Chanukah, this is Chanukah as well. Hatzilina miyam yarechim yarechsev. The Baal Shem Tov said, the Kiddush HaLevi quoted it. Hatzilina miyarechim yarechsev. Tell me, help me with my Yetzer Hara when Yavan is Miyad Esav, but also when he's Miyad Achi. There are good things about bringing Kavod Shemaim to the Ribbono Shel Olam in our work jobs and in Kiddush Hashem's. But we have to be careful. Hatzilena Miyad Mekiyad Miyad Esav. That the Yavan, the America, the Western culture should not affect us. We should make sure that we're there and having an influence, but not being influenced. Where bringing like Shachtos is an Or Legoyim, being a light into the nations, but not letting our light get diminished, not one iota. That's the whole avodah of Chanukah, and that's the whole avodah that Yosef Tzadok was saying over here. To be a person that has to be careful. What is the Yetzer Tov? What is the Yetzer Hara? What is a mitzvah? And what is Chasram being colored like a mitzvah, but it's really an aver? Let's review these five ideas. So we started off saying it's from the Radomsky Tefer Shlomo. Yeah, what was so wrong? Because Yaakov Shalva Shava, he wants to be able to, he wanted to chill, but not chill to watch Netflix, but chill to be able to learn Torah. No, it was the Bikish. Yaakov should have just said at the end of the day, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam once. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go looking for to be able to hide out after Esav and Leah and Lavan and building the Shvatim. No. Because the Bikish and on Yaakov's level, the Gemara Chulin Zayin Mavis, nothing grows without the Rabbanu Shem, and nothing grows. He should have had that on his level of Bitachon. That's what Tzadik tells us. Kislev, Lashav Kisu, Lashav Kavir, because we didn't see the Rabbanu Shem at the end of the month. But we know it's all about Amunah, it's all about Bitachon. The second day of Chedi Sharim, the second pasuk to our parsha, Nar, why is it called Nar? Lashon of his Oyrus. He's Lashon of always awakening himself, always looking for more, always looking for the more, like the Sassam is quotes that from the Zayda, but the Sassam says, gives us the own, his Gemach, like Rabbi Amigur said, Yisrael, take out the ore, take out the fire out of Yisrael, left with a Malik. Jew is always constantly looking for more. Like the Kiddush says, Vayom Emahim, Azmaza, Kivu, Gemara says on Shabbos, on Chavav. The Kaddish Baruch was the next year, he made it, implanted into the Bria, that next Sunday night, on Chafei Kislev, there's going to be a Yontif for every minute of generations until Mashiach is going to come, be able to tap into that energy, to tap into that DNA that is Oiris. But a person's got to be looking for, like Yosef Tzadik. The third idea is from Emes Yaakov, in the third passage, Yisrael Abba Sosev, and the Rashi quotes the Targum Unkles, that he gave him the Torah Shem Ve'ever. What's the Shev Tamar Roshem Ever? Didn't Yaakov, he couldn't learn by Avraham Avinu or by Yitzchak, what Daphil Shem Ve'ever, why did he give that Yosef? Because Yaakov saw that Yosef Tzadik would need this Torah. He needed the Torah, had to balance what it means to be a Jew living out of your Eretz Yisrael elements, not just living in your yeshiva, quote unquote, but how to be able to stay strong in Galus, Torah, Hagalus. This is the whole Indian of Chanukah. We have to make sure when we're taking our Yiddishkeit that it's got to change us. Like the Rechaim Velazhin said, like Rav Goldberg said, the Torah is calling Mishnah Perkei Avos u'Machsharto. It's the Kasher is supposed to transform us. It's got to change us. Chanukah has to change us. It's got to be on fire, but we have to prepare ourselves to be a Kli, to be able to be changed. The fourth idea from the Zohar Kodesh, that they came to Emek. What's the lashon of Gandhi Shachem Emek, and then the lashon of Chevron? He says that you want to get Emek stands for three words. Omachus Shemayim, Kabbalas Omachuso, Kabbalas Omachuso. If you want to be able to really be called Omachuso, how do you do? Through Chevron, his Chabbos to other people. And this is what the author Rebbe said, when you're loving other Jews, what's more important? No, not equal. Loving Jews. Because you're loving what your loved one loves. And that's what the Arizal brings up. But the Magid of Ram says, the person takes upon himself, mitzvah, after the chamokah, before they daven, showing your father, you care about every single Jew, no matter who and no matter where they are. And finally, fifth and finally, they have said from Rav Baruch HaMezrich, that not only did it's just Potiphar, according to the Medrash, saw that she was doing Shemot, but Yosef also, but then she saw that she was coming every single day. No, the Yetzer Tov only plants it once and leaves. The Yetzer Hara is coming every single day. I have to know what's the Yetzer Tov, what's the Yetzer Hara. And this is exactly the Gemara Sukkah says that we can't do anything out with everything without a Chodesh Baruch Hu. The Yetzer Hara is constant, it's constant. The Kedusha Slave says two types of Yetzer Haras. Hatzileni miyad achi miyad esav. When he's miyad esav, I know it is evil, but even when he's miyadachi, it could be even more dangerous. When he thinks that it's a mitzvah, he colors it like a mitzvah. We're diving to the Rabbonu Shalom. We should know how to be an or lagoyim and when to be an or and when to be a take a step back. Rizoch bezes Hashem Yisparach to have a tremendous emunah bitachon to mevat ourselves to the Rabbonu Shalom to learn that the Torah of Lechta Badarach, like Rav Judah says, just as more important to Shabbat Chukumecha, the things that we have, and the Lechta Badarach, the things that come up on our way to Haman the Kovet Shemaim and that emunah bitachon to understand, to always looking for his ears, always looking for more opportunities to be able to grow, to understand the Tshiv Torah Shem Ve'ever, which is the whole Indian of Chanukah, Mitzah Avtach Chemoicha, is the whole Indian of getting our tefillahs answered, and ultimately to know what's the Yitzahara, what's Yitzah Tov, what's a mitzvah, and what is not. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos and Lechta Chalit. Yet it's kissed and you have to look to the Khan of Shrek.